During his visit to the Holy Land Monday through Friday this week, Pope Benedict will visit Bethlehem and a refugee camp in the Palestinian territories. I spoke to the PLO's ambassador to the Holy See, Shawki Armaly, about the Pope's imminent arrival, relations between the Palestinian Authority and the Christian community, and prospects for peace.
Always a visit of a Pope to the original land of Jesus Christ is a big event. Not only to Christians, but to all the populations living on these territories, Muslims and the Druzes. And there are big preparations in order to receive His Holiness with all the respect and the fast that the Church deserves, and especially in these circumstances where still a lot of uncertainty about the peace process is prevailing.
Palestine, of course, and the Holy Land in general, has quite a number of Christian denominations. Are all of the Christians looking forward to this visit in the same way?
This is a visit which should really give hope to people, and especially to Christians, where their number is diminishing year after year, because of the occupation, the Israeli occupation, and because all its practices, checkpoints, and all the disturbances of a daily life to each people.
We know that there are now less than 2% of Christians in the Holy Land.
Unfortunately, there used to be, some 20 years ago, more than 15%. And now, in these times, there are not more than the proportion you have said, but still the policy of the Palestinian Authority and of President Mahmoud Abbas has been always to encourage and to reinforce especially the Christian presence in Palestine, mainly in Jerusalem, which is holy for all the religions, but the Christian presence in Palestine because we need this diversity. And I give you an example. There are, for instance, more than 6 deputies in our Palestinian parliament, which are d'office. They must be this number, this court part, you see. This quota must be respected. Mm-hmm. And in the same time, Christians are having big responsibilities within the Palestinian Authority and PLO. This is a way to say that we insist in the Palestinian Authority, and it's the policy of President Abbas, that this diversity should go on, and there is no place to specific religion or this or that, because the Holy Land is a holy land for Muslims, Christians, Jews, and all the monolithic peoples in the world, you see.
As you were saying, it's really from the times of the former Palestinian president Yasser Arafat that the Holy See has maintained good relations with the Palestinian Authority, which, as you say, has sought to protect the rights of Christians and the territorial and spiritual integrity of Christian holy sites in Palestine. How do you expect this relationship to progress, particularly if other Palestinian political groups were to be more involved in the decision-making?
I think this situation will stay like it is. And if you mean that there could be radical groups which come into power inside the Palestinian leadership, they could not transgress this concept which has been, as you said well, initiated by President Yasser Arafat. It has become as a dogma that the Christian Palestinians should be all times, you see, equal in all the ways of the public life to their brothers of the Muslim cult, you see. And till now, all the Christian institutions, the convents, the schools, the properties, has been and will continue to be fearfully respected, you see, by the Palestinian Authority. Whatever changes could occur, I am not afraid of this point.
Some of the Christians in Palestine and elsewhere in the Arab world have lamented the fact that they have felt many Muslims blamed them for the war in Iraq. And many of them feel that they have been lumped together with the Christian West as being responsible for the war in Iraq or possibly a war against Muslims. Do you have that perception from the people in Palestine? And if so, has this attitude changed?
Not at all. I can assure you that this blame, which is addressed to Christian Arabs as being complice to the war on Iraq, could be made by a fanatic minority in the Arab world, especially some speeches of Zawahiri or bin Laden of Al-Qaeda, you see. And they are, till now, very much minorized, you see, in all the Arab world. We cannot extrapolate like this and admit that the Christians could be accused of being complice to the Westerns. Though we know, all of us, that this war in Iraq was not so necessary, you see. And we know that all the arguments which have been advanced to launch this war were all false or manipulated, you see. But for the time being, you see, the Christians in the Arab world, they are proud of being Arabs before even the coming of the Prophet Muhammad in the 6th century. And they are in this land since Jesus Christ. And they have been always with their Muslim brothers against all the invasions which took place during the centuries by the Crusades and so on, you see. So I don't see any foundation to this, I can say, accusation.
With the Palestinian people divided between supporters of Hamas and supporters of Fatah, are there any real hopes that a real peace can be achieved with Israel?
I can still believe that this division, unfortunate division, in the Palestinian field between Hamas and Fatah could find a positive solution now that there are negotiations taking place under the authority of the Egyptian government. A lot has been accomplished during the first meetings, and there will be a coming meetings to finalize all these agreements. This must not be, this division, this must not be an alibi, a justification for the Israeli government, not and for the international community, to move forward in the peace process. We have still a legitimate authority, a legitimate president, and a legitimate government, though there is still now divisions, but these divisions could find a solution in the coming days or weeks. There must not be a justification of these divisions, as I said, to not to go forward in the peace process. Still, I think that the best solution for us Palestinians, and it's a big problem, I can confess it, it's not a minor problem, this division, must be a government, a neutral government inside the Palestinian Authority. From now to the elections of next January in 2010, the elections of the new parliament and of a new president, a neutral government, an independent government of all the parties, of all the political parties, which could prepare these elections and mainly receive all the assistance of the international community, which have been decided in the Sharm el-Sheikh meeting as to reconstruct the Gaza Strip. There has been a lot of engagements, and still the people of Gaza are waiting, and they are victims of this situation, which is lasting, and where they see that no reconstruction has begun. And for the reconstruction to occur, to happen, all the passages to Gaza must be free, must be open. Israel must know this, because all the material of reconstruction could go through this channel. I am sure that the Palestinian people, after all these ordeals that they have known even recently between Fatah and Hamas will find a way where we can continue first our normal life and second our attempts to find a just and durable solution to the Palestinian problem. This, it is known, must be a Palestinian independent state with East Jerusalem as its capital, to stop all the settlement activities and even to cancel all this wall of shame which Israel is still constructing. And as Pope John Paul II said, we need to have bridges between peoples, not walls.
PLO Ambassador to the Holy See, Shawki Armali.